没有 PowerPoint 啊。本来准备了，该讲了，好吧，就这样听喽。
诸位法师，诸位菩萨，我们今天借着东出禅寺扩建工程动土典礼，然后正好星期日都有这个讲经说法的时间，所以特别以菩提心食髓这个主题来跟大家共同勉励。
Good morning everyone. Today is a special day. We had this expansion project ceremony, and it happens to be a Sunday, and we always have Sunday Dharma talks. So in this special occasion, I'm going to share with you 10 practices in accordance with Bodhi Mind.
本来我也准备了一些 PowerPoint, 因为那些句子啊，像我们今天的翻译啊，十敏菩萨啊，觉得还蛮优美的，可是没有呈现出来。往往这个就是像佛法视线的无常，计划赶不上变化。
Originally, I had some PowerPoints in Chinese I would like to show you, but unfortunately, the plan didn't go as I planned. But still, it's okay. It's quite okay. It just shows us impermanence. And I would like the interpreter would like to make note to our English speakers that the abbot presence. You know, lines, sayings are very elegant in Chinese. There's a lot of play on words. Unfortunately, it might get lost in translation, but I'll try my best.
因缘如此，我们只有面对它，接受它，处理它，放下它，这才是菩提。
So, we should always act in accordance with what causes and conditions present to us. In face of adverse situations, we have to face it, accept it, deal with it, and let it go. That is practice in accordance with Bodhi Mind.
就如今年五月，等于算是六月二号的时候，我在加拿大温哥华，这个 UBC 大学那边演讲，就是以禅和乐自在好生活这个主题。到了现场啊，这个翻译机坏掉，还有正在举行成人的巴士动禅，声音影像也都没有了。我们常务法师就只有状况处理，自己下去引导。
So on June 2nd during my visit to Vancouver, Canada this year, I gave a talk about being harmony without conflicts, that talk. And it happened that the project didn't work at that time. And also, we originally planned to play the video of eight form meditation. And for whatever reason, the sound didn't work. So Fa Shi has to come up and show the eight form meditation in person.
又看到禅，就想到禅专门在解除被缠住的问题，解除在困扰的问题，在解除视线无常的问题。
So whenever we talk about the Chan, it's a similar pronunciation with the Chinese word. tangled with vexation. So Chen is always dealing with tangled thoughts, tangled feelings, emotions, vexations, and how we should face and deal with that.
因为禅帮助我们这个安定、清净、智慧，安定不心不混乱，清净不受诱惑打击污染，智慧不受困扰。
Because Chan practice helps us to calm down our mind and helps us to purify our thoughts and eventually let wisdom arise.
和乐自在好生活，自在是心无挂碍，没有患得患失，没有恐惧、忧虑、害怕，而真正的面对各种情境都要好好的生活。
So when we say let your mind be happy and at ease in harmony without conflicts, we are talking about not let all kinds of situations affect you, whether it's favorite or adverse situations affect your mind. Don't be afraid of things and be in fear. So when you practice Chan, you will always lead a good life.
因为讲和喜和乐，我和人和，心和口和，欢欢喜喜有幸福，内和外和，阴和阳和，平平安安真自在。
So when we say being harmony without conflicts, we're talking about all types of harmony, the harmony in your mind, the harmony in your speech, the harmony in action, and you have inner peace, inner harmony, and outside harmony without dispute, without running into disputes with others.
刚刚讲的计划赶不上变化，变化比不上圣严师父一通电话。
So I just shared that sometimes things don't go as well as planned, and sometimes things will get changed if you got a phone call from 师父。
现在果冻一计划，现在马上在准备道济弘化。
Now, because I suggested, now things get changed. Now we're going to have points.
一切都在状况处理。
So everything, you see, every moment we're dealing all kinds of situations.
所以就是要理解现象，包容状况，持续沟通，成就修行。
That's why I always say we have to understand the phenomenon, be tolerant with the situation, and continue the efforts in communication. They shall all help with our practice.
理解现象就要理解世间各种人事物境界的顺逆现象。
When we say understand the phenomenon, we are talking about understand the causes and conditions of all phenomena.
然后能体谅包容本来应该准备的没有准备的，心学习没有挂碍，只是反应而已。
Then when we say be tolerant with the situation, we're talking about your mind is calm no matter it's adverse or favorable situation. You're not upset about what happened.
包容不是纵容，该处理的还是要处理。
When we say be tolerant, we don't say you just go with or you just indulge in whatever situations. You tolerant with wisdom. You still need to deal with the situation.
所以我们现在的菩萨，他们没有纵容，很从容的，现在马上在准备。
So our volunteers actually create the favorable condition at ease, at leisure.
就持续沟通，沟通就是能站在对方的立场。
And when we say we should continue the efforts in communication, we're talking about we should think and approach from the other's perspectives.
有时沟通也要看时机，人家正在生气，他听不下去的时候，你不要急着沟通。
We also need to find a good timing to communicate, because sometimes if someone is really upset, maybe it's not a good time to talk to them at that time.
你自己心情不好或是在烦恼挂碍的时候，也不要急着去跟人家沟通，要签约。
when your mind is upset, is not in calm, was not calm, probably it's not also a good time to, for you to reach out to others.
所以圣严师父开示，安心即是成就，奉献即是修行。
That's why, 师父once said, being calm is, being calm, your calm mind is in good practice, and, devote to others is accomplishment.
准备了 PowerPoint, 最主要是要利益大家方便看，因为有时候言语的声音传出去，哦，每一个的因也说法，最众生随类各得解。
嗯。The reason I want to show you PowerPoints because some people may be a visual learner, so it may be more receptive that way.
所以今天同样的跟大家共同在东周禅寺，我们就是在临济向心力，继续展现慈悲智慧的生命力，而能以来免，而能以圣严师父的悲愿来共同相应。
So today we all gather together at the Chan Meditation Center, on this special occasion, the expansion project occasion, but it's also in memory of our founder, Master Shen Yan, his compassionate vows.
因为创办人圣严师父一生都是在实践佛法，所以他尽行受献生命的精神，让我们来学习效法。
Because our founder, Master Shen Yan, always practiced Bodhisattva path and devote all his life for that cause. And this is everyone we need to learn from him.
大家也知道，师父在美国一路在弘法的历程，所碰到的各种顺利境界，但是师父都把它当成，一种充实自己的佛法的营养剂。
We all know that Shri Fu came to the West, and during his time sharing Dharma with everyone from the East Coast to the West Coast, he encountered all kinds of situations, either favorable or adverse situations. But nevertheless, he took in everything and regarded as a good nutrition for his Dharma practice.
相信大家都非常熟悉圣严师父开示佛法这么好，知道的人那么少，误解的却那么多。
I'm sure everyone here is quite familiar with师父 saying, famous saying that the Buddha Dharma is so good, but so few people understand it, and unfortunately, they all mistake about it.
所以师父希望大家都有因缘跟法鼓山。清净的时候都能得到正统、正知、正见、正信、正行的佛法。
So it's Shi Fu Shi wishes that everyone who had the fortunate causes and conditions could hear Dharma, who could come to practice with us, will gain the right view, right insights, and right practice.
所以刚刚讲的误解，让大家得到了佛法以后啊，也能开悟理解。
So hopefully, for those who misunderstand the Buddha Dharma, will eventually be able to get enlightened and really get it.
所以佛法，就如圣严师父说，他常常各种场合不以宗教来特别宣导。而只是在强调，大家在生活当中只要有佛法的慈悲智慧啊，就能受用了。
So just like 师父们shared before, Buddha Dharma doesn't necessarily has to be present as a religion. As long as it can help sentient beings, as long as you can use it in your daily life and be benefit from that, then it is quite good for you.
所以佛法就是慈悲智慧的德化。
That's why we say Buddha Dharma is really represent the wisdom and the compassion. It's a manifestation of wisdom and compassion.
使我们 在顽劣就是不好的行为里面变成有好的行为。
So, by wisdom, having wisdom and compassion, and eventually we can justify our conduct accordingly and turn our bad habits or all the negativities into positive things.
是大家在不明因果不是因缘的这种疑痴啊而能得到真正的佛法的智慧。
And eventually, the Buddha Dhamma can help us with deal with ignorance, the fundamental ignorance, not knowing causes and conditions, not knowing causes and effects.
让我们从凡夫的一个身份迈向圣贤向菩萨向佛的心行来学习开发原本我们拥有的菩提佛性出来。
And it would help us transform each of us become from ordinary sentient beings to saints and bodhisattvas and to discover our inner Buddha nature.
创办人圣严师父舍报延吉离开我们大概有五年将近九个月的时间了。
Our dear founder, Master Xin Yan, has left us for about 5 years, 9 months.
我们每年在华古传灯日参加传灯法会都会看到菩萨行这个精神主题。
So every year, we will have the lamp passing ceremony in memory of Shifu, and we will always play the theme of Bodhisattva path.
这个 PowerPoint 是怎么样按？我就会一直停留在这里，还是给我有没有给我一个按键让我来操作？哦，你原来在那边没有用心念让它转动哦。有没有我可以操作的？没有哈，那你看谁帮你照相，或者要有一个人帮忙操作。
So、now we have the PowerPoint。
放下，转到菩萨行那里。如何成佛道？菩提心为先，何谓菩提心？利他为第一，为利众生故，不为诸苦难。若众生离苦，至苦即安乐，发心学佛者，即名为菩萨。菩萨最盛行，悲智度众生。
This slide, the PowerPoint slide shows Shifu's famous Bodhisattva practice, in Chinese. So I'm going to translate. Basically, it says, how to accomplish the Buddha path. First, you have to give rise to the Bodhi mind. And second line says, what is Bodhi mind? To benefit others is the foremost. And third line says, for the sake of sentient beings, we shall not fear of any hardships. And for the sake of sentient beings' departure from sufferings, our own sufferings can be pacified. For those who who aspire to learn Buddha Dhamma and generate Bodhi mind, they are called Bodhisattvas. And Bodhisattva practice is the highest practice because the compassion and the wisdom can help deliver sentient beings.
菩萨不是供在活桌上的菩萨。而是让我们以凡夫身可以学习菩萨道，像婴儿菩萨一样，不断的在学习走路的过程，或许会跌倒，但我们都让跌倒随时爬起。
So here, when we say Bodhisattva, we are not talking about Bodhisattva that we put on altar and make offerings to. We're talking about ordinary sentient beings like you and I. We are infant Bodhisattva that we try to learn walking and then we fall down and then we get back again and keep doing this.
每当我有机会跟大家做一些佛法、禅法、心法的分享，就会想到，圣严师父所到每一个地方都想到说他有什么可以给人家带来好处，至少不要让人家损失。
So whenever I have a chance, have an opportunity to share, to do some Dharma sharing with others, I always think from others' perspectives, what can I do for you? Is there anything I can help? And at least I won't harm you.
因为大家很难得来听经，这个天闻佛法，那如果没有让他得到一些法益的时候，好像浪费大家的时间，就很惭愧了。
Because it's not easy for everyone to have the chance, the real opportunity to hear the Dharma. If I feel I don't contribute enough, I don't help you to get some points, I will feel bad because it's kind of a waste of time.
但是另外一个角度，大家是抱着来庄严道场，而碰到主讲者没有讲到你所这个想要听的，或是主讲者你认为讲的不好，而是不是起了无明烦恼？哇，这个就是看自己起心动念是不是跟菩提人相应啊。
And from another perspective, from the perspectives of attendees, you come here to listen to Dharma talk, and maybe you're expecting something for yourself, and maybe you're not quite happy with what speakers said. So then sometimes you may get disappointed or even upset. So at that point, it's for you to observe your thoughts and how that is in accordance with Bodhisattva path.Or body mind.
当然听讲者自己去关照自己是不是起了无明烦恼，但在主讲者不能说他听不懂，他是他的事。
Of course, from the speaker's point of view, the speaker couldn't just say, oh, well, you know, you're not up to my standards, you can't understand what I'm saying, so I'll just let it go. The speaker was still trying to do his best to makeit worthwhile for everyone.
主讲者只有用感恩的心感恩来听讲者庄严道场，让主讲者保持着学习跟奉献的态度在结善言跟法言。
So, even the attendees, if they find they can't really understand the Dharma, Buddha Dharma, they feel like they're just being there to dignify the Chan Meditation Center. The speaker will still share the talk with gratitude, with a grateful mind, because still this is an auspicious opportunity to have a good, create good causes and conditions.
我们是抱着非常轻松但彼此非常真诚的在一起共同缅怀圣严师父，那我们学习圣严师父在恶劣的环境的命运当中还能以悲智双运来弘法利生。
So today we all gathered here with a relaxed yet sincere mindto honor our Shifu and to remind ourselves how adverse situations Shifu used to encounter, and still he managed to successfully spread the Buddha Dharma in the West.
因为我们每个人都有佛性，今天发心学佛，即名为菩萨，菩萨最盛行悲智度众生。
So, because all sentient beings have Buddha nature, that's why we say for those who aspire to learn this Buddha Dharma, learn this path, generate Bodhi mind, those are called Bodhisattva.
虽然35年以后东出禅寺扩建，这个心路历程，不管今天我们在场或是没有来的， 我们有些是今天或许第一次来的，但是有因有缘，大家一定跟法鼓山以及圣严师父一定有深厚的因缘，你们相不相信？
So, Chan Meditation Center has been around for 35 years, and today we have this special occasion and started the expansion project. I believe everyone here, even though this is your first time, everyone here, even you're the first timer, I believe you have very special and deep connection affinity with Shifu. Do you believe in that?
Yes.所以圣严师父对东方众西方众或是世界各地来到这个法鼓山的各个道场，我们都珍惜当下这个殊胜的善言跟法言啊。
So we should all cherish this special connection, special affinity with Shifu, no matter what walks of life you're from.
所以东出禅师的扩建，就是让我们能把师父的悲愿成就，我们也得到佛法利益，把它扩充出去，而正顺的去建设法鼓山的理念，提升人的品质，建设人间净土。才是真正的扩建。
So today we all come here to celebrate this expansion project. But what does it mean, really mean expansion project? We have to go back to the roots, Shifu's compassionate vows, that Shifu want to spread the Buddha Dharma in the West, share this good Dharma with everyone in the world. So,It literally means we want to expand our knowledge about Dharma, our practice, everyone, and come back to our theme, that is to uplifting the human characters on the earth and to build a pure land on this earth.
法鼓山真正的建设是在理念，提升人的品质，建设人间净土。那硬体的设备的建设也有它的功能，但是硬体设备会成住坏空，理念存在，法鼓山就存在。
Although it is important to have a physical place for us to gather together, that's why we have this expansion project, but the most important thing for Dharma Drawn Mountain is the compassionate vows, is our ideas, concepts, and we have the compassion vow to uplifting human characters and build a pure land on earth. Even though the physical buildings may, you know, go bad in decades, but our vows, our ideas will be there forever.
法鼓山不是在为了硬体的扩大，而是真正让大家得到佛法的利益，比如说敲法鼓，让大家得到佛法利益，将无明烦恼敲碎掉了，而真正开启每一个人心中的宝山佛性出来，才是法鼓山啊。
So, the name of our organization Dharma Drawn Mountain, it's not literally just mean a physical place, the mountain that we hit the drum. No, it is actually a metaphor that everyone should explore their inner Buddha nature and then explore it, let it shine, let your inner nature shine through like a mountain.
师父也有创作这个佛起啊，有写到什么是法鼓。弘法护法就是法鼓，谁敲法鼓，你我和他都在敲法鼓。
Master Xing Yan, 师父 used to wrote a song that what is the Dharma drum? Who is playing the Dharma drum? The Dharma drum is the Dharma drum to help you eliminate your ignorance, greed, and hatred, and help you discover your inner Buddha nature. And who is hitting that Dharma drum? Everyone, you and I, and everyone else.
所以我们在修学佛法、护持佛法，更要什么？弘扬佛法，利益众生。
So when we learn Buddha Dharma, when we do the practice, we also need to spread the Dharma and support of that and share with everyone else.
放到上面开始那一张华古业众和乐喜。华古业众和乐行，业众原来是我们出家法师啊，都让来亲近学习的人都能得到佛法的利益啊，使大家时时心有法喜，念念不离禅悦。那在华古山呢，我们一般讲的说扮演着各种角色，然后当干部啊，当然这是避免有时候干部这个声音歇音啊，有时候大家听的好像不是很恰当，就用业众这样的角色来扮演弘法护法，来奉献护出的这个万行菩萨的一个名称。
So the first slide is about guidelines for practicing joint harmony by Dharma Drum Mountain practitioners. And Yue Zhong in Chinese, originally it means people who come to practice Buddha Dharma will gain peace and joy. Nowadays, we just use to refer all practitioners because at some point it was used to refer officials and it was not particularly in accordance with Bodhi practice.
像我们今天在座一定有非常资深的东西方众或是今天刚来参与的，那尤其资深的或是参与一段时间的，总是会了解说大家带着善根要来学佛，但是在学佛的过程面对的所有人事物啊，境界现前的时候，总是无明烦恼习性也会出现，而且每一个人都有不同的思维做事方式出来所以在这种境界现前的各种当中，如果能正面解读内向思考成就我们胡慧双修悲智双运这种心态来珍惜当下每一个殊胜的因缘的时候那我们就是远离烦恼不断地在增长我们的慈悲智慧。
So today, I believe many of you are already senior practitioners. I mean, been practicing Dharma for a while, but still you could feel that sometimes when adverse situations arise, you will still be affected because we all have our own approaches to deal with things, and. That's why it's important to remember when facing adverse situations, we need to think another perspectives and try to come up with, deal with positive attitude. So use compassion and wisdom to help you deal with your vexations and cherish every moment.
所以我现在就把华古业众和乐行分享了，也就是在华古山的因缘有这些的好处有这些的华宝圣严师父留下来，让我们用什么观念跟心态来修持菩萨道，让我们跟今年华古山为这个社会世界祝福的主题和乐无争来相应。
So today I'm going to share with you all treasure from the Dharma Drum Mountain, and in accordance with this year's slogan, which is "Be in harmony without disputes, without conflicts."
也能跟学习佛释迦牟尼佛以何因缘示现在这个人间啊，我们诸位菩萨又以何因缘示现在这个人间，示现在你的家庭，示现在你的工作场合，示现在法鼓山啊，大家共同来修学佛法，护持佛法，弘扬佛法呢？
And also, have you ever thought about what special causes and conditions are that bring Shakyamuni Buddha to this world and also bring you, everyone here, to this world? To learn and support Buddha Dharma.
释迦牟尼佛为了开示悟路，或是了生脱死，帮助众生了生脱死，而示现在人间这个因缘。那我们是不是有这样的学佛的因缘，也学习佛，帮助自己开示悟路，帮助他人开示悟路，了生脱死呢？
So the special cause and conditions for Shakyamuni Buddha is that he really wants to end sufferings and for himself and for everyone else. So what about your special cause and conditions that bring you here? Do you also want to help others to end suffering?
了生脱死哈，我们不要把它想得那么深了、啊，只是说把这一生所扮演的角色，如果能好好的把它扮演好，有了烦恼的话，把它消除掉。知道有烦恼，不断的在学习，虽然一下子没办法断除掉，但是只要我愿意去学习消除的话，至少这一生啊也会过得非常的愉快。
So when we say end the suffering, it's not that complicated or deep as you may think. Actually, it just means you're willing to practice, you're on the path, you understand your own karma or your tendency, habitual tendency or negativity, you understand your own ignorance, and you're willing to practice to help you get better. And then following this path, practicing Buddha Dharma, you will have a good, happy life.
其实要面临死亡的时候啊，又没有恐惧害怕，那生病的时候还病得很健康，而对于未来还充满着希望光明，还会说感谢你，对不起，再见了。
So, if you continue to practice Buddha Dharma, even when you get sick, everyone will get sick, you won't be complaining. You actually will accept.The illness and still have a content mind. And when it's about time to leave this world, you will still be content and without mental suffering will say, okay, thank you, goodbye.
就这样生的时候就好像我要尊重生命如何庄严你的生命，净化你的生命，圆满你的生命。那这个就是我们的生命的起承转合，起就是要了解这个缘起，尊重你的生命，你要承担你扮演的各种角色，在碰到各种这个顺逆境的时候啊，怎么样子来庄严你的生命？那我们有无明烦恼习性，或是顺的时候，这个用感恩的心，逆境的时候啊，也是当成学习锻炼，成长。那这样的话，随时都在净化我们的生命。那这一期生命圆满了，我们还是抱着感恩，还要趁愿再来弘法利生。
So how should we live our life? When you were born, you want to make some positive change. You want to develop your character, uplifting your human characters, and also you want to.You have to assume your roles and your social responsibilities. And hopefully you could deal with all kinds of vexations. And when when favorable conditions arise, you should be grateful. And when you face adverse situations, you will take it as a good opportunity to develop your character, to learn from it, and to foster your practice.And eventually, when you leave this world, you will have a grateful mindset to live this lifetime.
对于即将这个生病死亡或是意外事件死亡，这也都是一个因缘，就是不贪生不怕死，有病不是在等死，意外事件也是另外一个因缘等于算是福报业报已经圆满了，任务圆满了就走了，福报业报未了走不了，就要好好珍惜你生命的可贵，当成修行的道器，好好的修行，展现慈悲跟智慧。
So for those who are very sick about to pass away, and for those who passed away by accidents, we should view those positively and believe that because it's time for you to go, you have exhausted the karmic retributions for this lifetime. So you should just go with a content mind. It's a time. And for those who are still in this world, will be around for a while, who haven't exhausted our karmic retributions, we should really cherish this opportunity to continue our practice.
为什么讲华果业重何乐行？之前还要分享刚刚这个大家在什么因缘视线在人间要开示悟路了生脱死这些就是让大家能理解在法鼓山修学佛法护持佛法弘扬佛法面对各种境界的时候以这种心态来修持。
Why would I share so much what I just said with you before I start going to the talk was because I really want to help everyone else think about why we are here, what causing conditions that helped us to manifest this body, and what's the purpose of this life, how should we use it and use it to understand the meaning of birth and death, andWhat type of attitude should we have to go through this lifetime?
这个行涵盖有我们去行动，还有这个解行并重，信解行证，因为你是行了才能有这个证去体验。而如果做到了，你真行，也是有这个意涵。
So the Chinese word xing here means take actions to practice, and eventually you will attain that stage. And once you attain that stage, people will praise you, say you're very good. And in Chinese words, xing has both meanings.
法鼓因缘殊胜行修学护持喜悦行，清楚放松安定行，放下身心自在行，你我对错包容行，彼此关怀福慧行，顺利感恩精进行，忏悔报恩清净行，安心奉献信愿行，珍惜当下幸福行，四摄六度菩萨行，何乐无争圆满行，是不是在数来宝？数什么宝？数三宝：华宝、活宝、华宝、生宝。
So, this is almost like a song or poem in Chinese. It essentially presents the three jewels, the precious of three jewels, and basically it says we should.We should practice auspicious causes and conditions with all these Dharma drawn mountain practitioners, and we should practice Buddha Dharma, learn Buddha Dharma, support three jewels, and practice with a joyful mind. When you practice, you should be clear with practice with clarity and relaxation, and let go the body, the mind.So your mind will be at ease without obstructions, and practice tolerating each other's right and wrong, and cultivate blessings and wisdom by caring one another, And when you face adverse situations, you should still be grateful and be diligent in your practice. And we should practice repentance and repay the kindness. And we should practice how to help others, devote yourselves for others, generate the faith, vows, and conducts. And we should practice, cherish the current moment and practice the four methods that bodhisattvas use to approach sentient beings and practice six paramitas that practice bodhisattva path. And eventually, we will experience the mind at ease, joy without conflicts, and to accomplish the Buddha path.
殊胜就是让我们觉得生以意三业能帮助我们修正能清净非常独特。我们有时候在想说啊，今天来参加这个法会啊，好庄严哦，好殊胜哦。庄严是大家抱持非常虔诚恭敬的心，在言语举止大家都非常的彼此融合，也注意自己的身以意三业行为，而产生这样子的氛围出来，就会觉得好庄严好殊胜哦，让我们远离烦恼挂碍。
So when we say this is an auspicious occasion, we are talking about everyone here is with their mind at ease, with purifying thoughts and away from vexations. And we practice purifying our mind, our words, and our actions. So because everyone here with a purified mind, we are creating a very auspicious, magnificent atmosphere in this place.
也就是让我们在修学护持的时候时时充满法喜，念念不离禅悦。但这些要有一些观念的疏导跟方法的应用啊，比如说清楚放松安定心，你动作在哪里呀？心在哪里呀？清楚放松的感觉，清楚全身放松的感觉啊，是不是大家很熟悉呀？
So, the second line says, when we practice and learning Buddha Dharma, practice Buddha Dharma, and in support of the three jewels,we really need some methods to support us, to help us. So the next two lines talk about the methods we use. Just like be clear where your movements are, relax, let go your body and mind, let your mind be at ease without obstructions. Those instructions are quite familiar to everyone here because those are instructions for 8-4 moving meditations.
所以圣严师父也讲说，面对他，接受他，处理他，放下他，还有我们在修行的观念里面有认识自我、肯定自我、成长自我、消融自我，但观念上还要有方法，放松身心，体验身心，同意身心，放下身心，那这样才能帮助自己心理平衡，人格慢慢的稳定，迈向健全。
So we have all sorts of methods that we teach everyone, share with everyone that, for example, Shifu used to say, when you deal with adverse situations, you need to face it, accept it, deal with it, and let it go. That's one method. And we also need to, first get to know yourself, recognize yourself, and then you can develop yourself. Eventually you can let go yourself.And we also need to, we also have the practice to say, let go, and relax your body and the mind. And then eventually you can unify your body and mind with the environment.
所以殊胜跟自在也有关系啊。自在是心无挂碍，没有患得患失，没有恐惧、忧虑、害怕。
So, the mind being at ease is also connected to auspicious causes and conditions because, your mind at ease, you won't have fears, obstructions, insecurity.
那我们一般碰到顺境很自在，碰到逆境就不自在了，甚至没办法做主。
So for ordinary people like you and I, when we face favorable conditions, we appear to be fine. But when adverse situations arise, we can be our own masters.
所以为什么讲你我对错要包容性，关怀容易，碰到境界或人家做一点你不如意的时候，你就可能生气了。
So that
甚至起了烦恼了，甚至厌恨了 ，complain 了。
So this is why the fifth and the sixth line talked about why we should practice tolerant each other and tolerant each other's views and the forthcomings.The shortcomings and also cultivate blessing wisdom by caring for each other. Because when we face adverse situations, it's not easy to be your own masters, and you probably will be upset, will complain with each other, complain to each other.
所以我们在不管在一个团体或是家庭，人跟人之间的相处是彼此要来。关怀成就我们修复修慧的契机跟资料，但是我们有无明烦恼习性的业力行为会产生烦恼出来，贪嗔痴、傲慢、怀疑、邪见等烦恼心都会出现，所以我们常说随缘消旧业，习缘修福慧。
So even though we're like a family, we want to practice well.But unfortunately, our karmic forces will sometimes abrupt our practice, and the three poisons, ignorance, greed, hatred, will arise. And sometimes we may say, bitter words, or may be complaining. Sometimes it appears to be hard to practice. So at that time, we should remember that we should always, recognize the causes and the conditions and use those to further your practice, to resolve those karmic conflicts, karmic retributions.
似乎也开始慈悲没有敌人，智慧不起烦恼，所以我们彼此相处碰到人包容的，我们要包容，要原谅跟宽恕。如果不原谅不宽恕，而自己会起烦恼，甚至自己做错的事一直在自责，而心没办法打开的话，久了会忧郁啊，甚至精神困裂。
So 师父 once 师父 's famous saying is Wisdom will have no enemies, and compassion will help you pacify your own vexations. So that's why we should tolerate one another and practice on that. Because if you don't even tolerate yourself, you will be depressed because you always feel bad and accusing yourself. You will get depressed and even develop mental illness. And at the same time, we should tolerate others.Because no one is perfect.
所以原谅宽恕非常的重要啊。
That's why tolerance, forgiveness are very important.
所以你能原谅宽恕事实上就是在悲智双运啊。
So when you can, when you're practicing tolerance and forgiveness, actually you're also practicing compassion and wisdom.
好，下一页。顺逆 接感恩精进行，就是让我们有感恩的心，就会产生正面的能量。精进就是让我们不断的在往前修持，超越顺利各种境界，使我们心不退转。
So this line talks about during adverse situations, we should have a grateful mindset because it will help you stay positive. And then we should practice diligently because diligent practice will carry you through all hardships.
那只讲感恩，可能有时候没有行动，所以如果要报恩的话，就要有行动。但是因为我们有时候会有无明烦恼习性，或是可以做得更好，没有做得更好的话，我们用惭愧忏悔心帮助自己能更亲近得安乐。但忏悔不是要懊悔，懊悔会影响心力。
So when we say being grateful, it's maybe just a sentiment, it's not action. So the next line talks aboutrepay kindness, that is something in action. So, but sometimes because the karmic force will come up and we're not, you know, at our best, you may feel regret or shameful that you should have done something better. But at the time, then during that times, you should practice repentance. Repentance is different from regret or feel remorseful because repentance is more positive.
因为顺利的话都是感恩众因缘和合而成的，自己要知福惜福，培福众福，才会永远有福，而不要觉得自己很行傲慢心，自我中心，刚强，认为自己都是成就的，不是他人帮助的。
So when we face favorable conditions, we should be mindful not to be arrogant or take all credits, think it's all because of me.
那好不贪着，好不喜欢，坏不讨厌。我们住持国行法师常跟他开示说，好不喜欢，坏不讨厌，也就是避免大家什么执着或起什么烦恼心，而生起什么智慧心。出来，烦恼越少，智慧就自然什么增长。
So when you have favorable conditions, you should try not to attach to that. Just like Venerable Guoxing often said, do not attach to those good situations. And when adverse situations arise, don't try to run away from that. The less vexations you have.More wisdom will appear.
我们在讲安心奉献信愿行，安心奉献就是让我们理解现象，包容状况，持续沟通，成就修行。那安心即是成就，奉献即是修行，刚刚已经讲了我特别提示到，让我们不断产生信心愿心去实践，就好像我们念佛也要信愿行什么三资粮。
The next line talks about we should understand the phenomenon, be tolerant with situation, continue the efforts in communication, and then it will lead us to accomplish our practice. So let your mind be at ease is already accomplishment.And devote yourself, it is the method of practice. And then we always emphasize the three pillars to practice, which is faith, vows, and conducts.
所以面对的每一个人事物因缘，我们都珍惜都是让我们成就修福修慧的资粮。那平安即是福，放下的幸福这些的内容大家都可以去参考师父的著作。
And next line talks about we should cherish every moment. And if you're safe, that is already a blessing. And how should we live a happy and blessed life? Shifu has many books touched on that topic, and you could go ahead to read them.
所以我在这里最后也强调，碰到逆境，不要把它当成就是业障。有时候逆境就是让你跨越、开发你的潜能。你保持毅力、耐心的时候啊，反而很多事情都得圆满。那有时候太顺境了，你不懂得惜福，而反而造了恶业，才是真正的业障。
So actually, when we have adverse situations, don't always just think or assume those are karmic obstructions. Actually, we should view those as a great opportunity to discover our potentials. And actually, on the contrary, for those always have favorable conditions, that's actually quite dangerous, because if those people don't know how to cherish their blessings and continue to cultivate their blessings, they may, you know, eventually plant some bad seeds that will turn into real karmic obstructions.
我往往会把业障啊，如果逆境，事实上是成就你福业慧业的保障哎。
So actually, adverse situations are not that bad. Actually, it's a guarantee, or it's aid to your practice to cultivate blessings and merits.
我们通常都把幸福啊等待人家给我们许多的好处，安心的话才幸福。可是，在等待人家给的时候啊，有时候不如人己意啊。我们常不如意事十常八九啊，你是不是能珍惜那一二的如意呢？
So, most people think a happy life means good things that you all wish for will happen. Then that means a good life. But actually, life usually doesn't go that way.And when you are waiting around and hoping good things will happen to you, do you realize you should cherish the things that you already have?
所以在变动变化的世间，幻化无常的一些人事物啊，就是避免让我们执着，但是还是让我们把它当成修福修慧的这个契机跟资粮。这就是正面解读，逆向思考。而不用负面的情绪来反映出你的话，我们烦恼越来越少，而增长我们慈悲智慧，让我们平安健康快乐幸福。
So that's why we say in this impermanent world, all phenomena are impermanent, and we should not attach to particularly one phenomena, but we should also always cherish all kinds of conditions, either favorable or adverse, so we can continue to use those conditions to further our practice and always maintain a positive mindset and understand phenomena from a positive thinking.
所以有菩提心，利益众生的心最幸福。
So if you have a Bodhi mind, you have a mind that always wants to benefit others, you're the one that the happiest.
四摄六度菩萨行，何乐无争，圆满行，这个也就是让我们学习，这个菩萨的精神，在人生的旅程当中，让我们这个和乐人相处，彼此，诚如刚刚讲的，互相包容了，那彼此关怀的话。福的智慧不断的会增长，让我们清净和谐。
The last two lines talk about four methods that bodhisattvas use to approach sentient beings, and six paraparamitas practice. Those are reflecting bodhisattva spirits and practice. And during this journey, we could use those methods to help create a harmonious atmosphere without conflicts. And especially, just like I mentioned before, we should practice tolerance and care for each other.
圆满有福德智慧的圆满是佛，但是我们也可以把每一个阶段每一个过程不断的学习，虽然有了妄念回到正念，有了烦恼念回到清净念，而这样回到正念清净念，烦恼念回到清净念，妄念回到正念，都是一个阶段一念的圆满。
So although the last line talked about 圆满 in Chinese, which means, you know, it's complete, finally accomplished, you could understand it from the point of view of the Buddhahood, but also you could understand it from moment to moment that is complete accomplished, if you could turn your vexed thoughts into purified thoughts and always return to a method, then that moment you're accomplished, it's complete.
所以我们感恩圣严师父成就我们众福田，成就我们凝聚在一起，如何扮演着华古业众和乐行的这个精神，那我们随时随地的以菩提心实随来学习。
So we are grateful for Founder Master Shen Yan, and we use these guidelines for practice enjoying the peace among Dhammadrom mountain practitioners.
我们是不是华古山圣严师父的信众啊 ？Follow， 所以我用菩提心实随来 following
practice. So are we all the disciples of our founder Master Shen Yan? So we're going to talk about the 10 practice in accordance with the Bodhi mind.
菩提心实随。
This slide talks about the 10 practice in accordance with the Bodhi mind.
当然菩提心有发心菩提、福心菩提、明心菩提、出道菩提、究竟菩提五种层次。我们在这里提出来的这个实随，就是让我们面对人生的旅程当中啊，我们如何学习观音菩萨，现千处祈求千处应，苦海常作渡人舟的精神，然后如何碰到各种境界的时候啊，我们都用这个迎接欢喜的心态面对，在忙碌紧张多元快速的这个社会世界现象当中啊，衡量能力范围来奉献跟付出，那时时都能心安平安，时时都能正面解读逆向思考，时时心有法喜，念念不离禅也，这一切都回归到我们都能觉知宇宙人生的真理实相，而好好的来修持。那我们不管是随佛出家或是随佛来修行，都要学习发愿，发愿的话比较有这个力道帮助自己从自己个人的利益，或是家庭，或是家族，或是这个社会世界，是从人天善法解脱到菩萨道，迈向成佛之道的愿力而来随愿所成。
So this slide shows the 10 practice in accordance with the Bodhi mind. And when we talk about Bodhi mind, there are different levels. There are 5 levels in total. For example, the first level is to generate the Bodhi mind.The second level is to overcome the vexations, overcome your vexations. And the third level is talks about seeing your own nature. And the fourth level talk about how to arrive to the other shore. And the last level talks about the most, the highest level, the Buddhahood, the sublime achievement. The 10 practice,basically summarized as on the slides. First is we should always generate and follow your initial compassionate vows at any time. And second one is a practice that we should always try to purify our thoughts and follow the purified thoughts. Well, the third one talks about we should follow and perform Avalokitesvara Bodhisattva's compassionate vows everywhere, and we should follow and respond to cause of suffering in person. The next one talks about we should embrace all conditions with a positive mindset. For example, nowadays we all face a very busy, hustle-bustle world. It's quite stressful, but still we should use a positive attitude to welcome and embrace all sorts of conditions with a positive mindset. And next one talks about we should follow our best efforts to devote ourselves. And next one talks about we should follow a mind filled with Dharma joy and ease. And we should follow all Buddha's practices. And eventually, we will achieve the Buddhahood and by following our compassionate vows.
是随你翻译了，花菩提心不是投资，也不是在买卖股票，而是只管自己人，真正的给别人，利益，而不问别人是不是，能给我什么样子的好处，而是放下个人的欲望，随时随地提起利益众生的愿望。
So, what does it mean to generate the Bodhi mind? A Bodhi mind is not about wishing all the good things happen to yourself, like you will buy stock and it will go well. Bodhi mind is really about how to benefit others and your sincere wish to benefit others.
当然我们在这里要讲随时发心啊，发心有初发菩提心哈，大家讲初发菩提，初发菩提心容易啊，但是花了以后很容易怎么样忘掉，恒常心也什么也难呢。
So the first practice talks about generate, give rise to, and always follow your initial compassion vows at any time. It's not hard to generate your initial compassion vows once.But the problem is we forgot afterwards. So it is very important to always go back to your initial compassionate vows.
所以在讲发心啊，也有发慈悲心、智慧心、发精进心、清净心、发惭愧心、忏悔心、发是这个喜悦心啊、禅悦心啊，这个很多发心都可以在这里。
So what kind of compassionate vows you could make? There's actually a lot of varieties. You could give rise to a mind of diligent practice, or you could give rise to a mind that repents your all karmic obstructions, or you could give rise to a mind of selfless sacrificing. Oh, there's all kinds of varieties.
我们随时随地来关照我们的起心动念。刚刚一直不断在分享，有了妄念回到正念，有了烦恼念回到清净念。那观念之道境界来做不到，因为没有应用安心之道。
And the second one talked about, second practice talks about we should always observe our mind.What type of accessions you are having right now, and then apply method and come back to the right view or to your methods. Unfortunately, I think everyone experienced that it's not easy to do, because when when phenomenon arise, your mind will go away, go astray with them. That's because we don't have effective method or your method is not strong enough to sustain.
我们碰到困境的时候啊，常常会求观音，对。但圣严师父也用观音法门哈，念观音啊。但我们要什么？协助观音，学习观音还要什么？助观音。当你在学习 观音做观音的时候，你烦恼会怎么越来越少，慈悲智慧不断的在什么增长。
So, usually when followers encounter difficulties, we will always pray to Avalokitesvara Bodhisattva, and even Shifu will pray to Avalokitesvara. But more importantly, we are not just pray to her. More importantly, we try to use her as our role model. We want to grow like her. Like we should, we need to.Really understand Avalokitesvara's Bodhisattva's spirit and the compassion.
我们要学习观自在。
So we're really trying to learn from Avalokitesvara and really learn how to always be observant.
观音在楞严经耳根圆通法门在。但耳根我们圆通不要把它想得这个境界那么高，我们只要学习，当我们听到一些杂音啊或被批评的声音啊，马上转念转为正念，清啊，又要成就我发挥智慧不起烦恼，又让我发挥慈悲体谅包容，把这些杂音啊批评的声音转化为清净的法音，这叫耳根圆通啊。
So in Sharangama Sutra, we'll know the method that Avalokitesvara Bodhisattva use are through ear faculty. So don't be deterred from using that method because it appears to such a high level practice that we couldn't use. Actually, we could start right now that whenever you hear harsh words,or you know, words that irritate you, you should try to see if you can turn into something that won't irritate you, and you will still hear but maintain a calm mind.
在这里我特别再强调一下，随力奉献除了说衡量自己能力范围奉献，不要超出能力范围，不要自己烦恼了。但这里的随力奉献也可以成就我们慈悲力、智慧力，还有37道品里面的五根呢、啊，五种无漏根的、啊、信、精进、念、定、慧成就的这种力道的功能，叫做信、精进、念、定、慧五力来奉献跟付出，就广义的咯。
And the sixth practice here.Talks about follow your best effort and devote yourselves. Here, when we talk about follow your best effort, we should understand from the 37 aids to enlightenment, where it talks about five rules and five powers. It talks about using your diligence, use your samadhi and wisdom.
因为我们的时间剩下差不多五分钟，我就把一些这个和乐无争如何体验，因为要心平气和不容易，那我们学习在人生的旅程当中，跟我们刚刚讲和乐这个华古业众和乐行啊，这些如何来相应来体验，这个心平气和八正气还有调心转化光明矣，最后我们用大悲心起祈愿许愿凡愿来共勉励。
So since there are only 5 minutes left, I will briefly touch on how we can be in harmony without conflicts, and eventually, finally, we will end this talk by the compassion vows and pray, make a vow, and how to fulfill vows.
这就是人生的一些写照 哦，那怎么样产生这个和乐无争的力道啊？大家相继欢喜气，彼此相处要和气，互相包容老习气，莫为不顺发脾气，气出病来伤元气，顺利感恩生正气，活力报恩有朝气， 何乐无争争乎弃大家感受到这个鼠来宝
So this Chinese poem is quite pleasing to ears if you understand Chinese. Basically, it talks about how to achieve the results of living in harmony without conflicts with one another. First line talks about we all gather here with joyful atmosphere, and we should try to get along and don't make one another's life miserable. And we should tolerate one another because everyone has his own personalities and habitual tendencies, and don't get upset because if you get upset, you know, it's really harmful to your health. You may get sick. And when you face adverse situations, you should still be grateful and stay positive. And then you will have the energy to repay kindness. And eventually, everyone can achieve the result of being in harmony without conflict, and that is quite a blessing.
再下来，调心转化光明矣。
So next slides, I want to share with everyone how to turn your vexations into positive thoughts and right views.
心念转为正念，希望光明无限。心念化为净念，当下净土照见。逆境转个弯，前景无限宽。身断柔和弯，处世相见欢。
So this poem essentially talks about when vexed thoughts are transformed into right views, and hope and brightness arise infinitely. When vexed thoughts are transformed into purified thoughts, pure land will appear at that moment. Turn around when confronted with adversity, you will see infinite future prosperities. And be gentle and humble, and everyone will get along with delight and joy.
另外一个调心转化光明矣，我没有写在这里，大家听就好。开发佛性，提起觉性，转化个性，淡化习性，净化心性，回归自信。
Another one is also talks about how to transform your vexations into right views, right thoughts. Essentially, we should explore our inner Buddha nature, and then let wisdom and compassion shine through.
我现在说一个故事。所以叫逆境转个弯，或是逆向思考的一个故事。
So let me share with you a story about what it means to turn around and look at from another perspective.
不然呢，今天讲那么多都只谈到跟圣严师父的故事，听听生活化的一个故事。
Otherwise, it seems it's quite just a long teaching without some you know interesting stories.
虽然等一下时间会 delay 哈，那我们就当成法时。
Well, even though it might, you know, will pass time, but this is quite nutrition for our brain, for our mind.
有一对夫妻带着一个小孩，这个小孩大概快练小学一年级左右的，我是形容哈，要去到一个城镇租房子。找了好长的时间，好不容易发现一个房子，他们可以去租了。到了租的地方，房东看到这个一对夫妻带着小孩，就跟这个夫妻讲说，我们的房子是不租给有小孩的。
So the story is, there was a couple with a child, the child about 6 or 7 years old, about to enter the first grade. So the couple with the child were looking around for apartment to rent in a town, and they were looking for quite a while. And eventually, they find a perfect one. But the landlord said, well, we don't really rent apartment to people with children.
这一对夫妻就很失望的就离开了，就走了。 可是他这个小孩没有马上走，他看到房东跟他父母的对话看在眼里，他就跟房东讲，我没有小孩，但有我有父母，你愿意租给我吗？
So the parents, when the parents heard what landlord said, they were quite disappointed, of course. So they were about to turn around to leave. But the child heard the conversation and he didn't leave right away. Instead, he said to the landlord, said, well, I don't have children, but I have parents. Am I qualified to rent an apartment from you?
所以这个房东听到这个小孩这么有样子的一个纯真又有智慧的话语，把他父母说，来来来，我租给你了。
So at that time, when the landlord heard the response from the child, he was quite amused. He find that that was such a humorous, intelligent response. And so he changed his mind and he said, well, I'll rent the apartment to you.
所以我们人生不要失望、绝望，还是要坚定拥抱愿望，正向抱望，请播下。
So that story just illustrates that how we can, you know, turn our thoughts around and never feel despair or disappointed. We can just stay positive and think another way.
人难免有期望，但要节制欲望，千万不要奢望。未来要有展望，永远不要失望，心更不要绝望，坚定拥抱愿望。才能充满希望。
So, just like you heard the applause, that's another beautiful, elegant Chinese poem. Basically says, it's normal for people to have many expectations, but it's important to discipline yourself, discipline the excessive desires, and don't expect too much.But we must have faith in the future and never, never feel disappointed. And more importantly, never give up and feel in despair. Be determined to embrace compassionate vows so that everyone should always have abundant hope.
才能充满希望，好像一个副词，才可以充满希望，也可以当名词。你的才能充满希望。
So the last line is also a play in Chinese words. Well, if you do the following I just said, then you will always full of hope. But it can also, the first two Chinese characters can also translate into your abilities and the potentials makes you full of abundant of hope.
最后，我们今天在这个动土典礼的时候，我们坚香长发法师讲，最后第三禅，大悲心起，提升人的品质，建设人间净土。那我们今天每一个人都学习观音菩萨的化身，做圣严师父的化身，我们一起来祈愿、许愿、凡愿。
So during the expansion project ceremony outside, everyone just attended. Venerable Changhua mentioned the third shovel is for generating, giving rise to the great compassion vows. So in ending, we will pray, make vow, and try to fulfill our vows.
我这个请大家合掌，我念一句，然后再请我们这个神明菩萨再。带着大家练英文一句。
So please join your palms and please follow me. So Abbot President will recite first and we just follow. And I suggest for English speakers, we try to mimic similar sound because I will translate, but I guess you probably don't want to repeat what I said. So.
因为节省时间，我练起中文的字的时候，会练中文的就跟我一起这样练。好，大悲心起，祈愿、许愿、还愿。
大悲心起，祈愿、许愿、还愿。Compassionate vows arise, pray, make a vow, fulfill vows.
华喽。 后来
他们都会
会的
中文
记不住哦，那这样就好。平安顺利的我祈愿增福增慧，世界和平能安乐。
平安顺利的我祈愿增福增慧，世界和平仍然乐。 So I'm peaceful. With peaceful mind, I pray we all increase blessings and merits. I pray for the world peace and everyone at ease.
后面四句我一起念完，然后一起再翻译的话会就好。祈愿求福的我，许愿广结善缘，自利利他出苦海。大家跟着念，翻译等一下再一起。
跳了第二句，跳了第二句。
第二句，挫折困苦的我，祈愿消灾除障，人人免难有幸福。
挫折困苦的我，祈愿消灾除障，人人免难有幸福。
祈愿求福的我，许愿广结善缘，自利利他出苦海。
祈愿求福的我，许愿广结善缘，自利利他挫折海。
祈愿求福的我，许愿学佛护法，少烦少恼满人间。
祈愿求福的我，许愿学佛护法，少烦少恼满人间。
祈愿许愿的我，大悲心起来还愿，救苦救难学观音。祈愿许愿的我，大悲心起来还愿，平等普施学观音。
祈愿许愿的我，大悲心起来还愿，平等普施学观音。
So I pray when I encounter adversity and hardship, I pray for all sentient beings that we can remove karmic obstructions and remove all adversity and hardship so everyone can free from sufferings and have happy lives. I pray that we will all go out and help one another and create favorable affinities and help one another to escape from this suffering sea. I pray all sentient beings will come to learn Buddha Dharma and support Buddha Dharma, and everyone can have less vexations. I pray that everyone, all sentient beings, will give rise to the great compassion, Bodhi mind, and everyone will, all sentient beings will come to learn the deeds of Avalokitesvara Bodhisattva to help one another from sufferings and to help one another to practice and in equality.
意犹未尽，必须当机立断，祝福大家慈悲智慧不断。
It's time to say goodbye to end this talk, although we still feel like we still have a lot to talk. So in the end, I pray everyone to have more wisdom and compassion and have a joyful life.
时轮不动，法轮不转，珍惜当下吃饭行。
Now it's time for lunch, and it's quite important, so just cherish every moment and still maintain your practice.
转化为华喜行
and turn this into a Dharma joint practice.
时时心有法喜，念念不离禅悦。
Be always, your heart always filled with Dharma joy.
Thank you.